Some truly healing music there by Johann Sebastian Bach. And next up, we have a very special returning guest to our jukebox. It's Kimberly Carson, the CEO of Breast Cancer Canada. Breast Cancer Canada is the only organization in Canada laser-focused on breast cancer research that highlights the unwavering passion of precision oncology, personalized medicine, with a very, very special event coming up. We'll get into that in just a second. Welcome to the show, Kimberly.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
The second most common cancer, breast cancer, affecting 1 in 8 women, 25% of new cases each year in the world of oncology. Such an important cause. You are getting ready for a walkathon on a very special day of the year. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind this event.
Yeah, our Mother's Day Walkathon has been going on. This will be our 33rd year, believe it or not.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah, amazing.
Congrats.
Yeah. So it's our legacy event, and we do it on Mother's Day to commemorate, obviously, mothers and those that are with us and those that are past.
There's that quote, to the world, you are a mother, but to your family, you are the world. Any reason why you've chosen Mother's Day and why it's a special time for Breast Cancer Canada?
Yes, absolutely. So the founding members of the organization had a young daughter and a mother who had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And those 33 years ago, you know, that was a much different diagnosis than it is today. And she wanted to commemorate that day. So we still continue that legacy in her honor on Mother's Day. So it's a really important day. We actually encourage everyone as well to think about getting their mammograms done and using that Mother's Day as a reminder.
Perfect reminder. Well, can you walk us through how this is going to function in Mississauga?
Yeah, absolutely. So Mississauga Streetsville, registration is at 9 and the walk and run starts at 10. Although it's not a competitive run, we do welcome runners. Mm-hmm. We welcome you and your pet. And
good.
It's a beautiful park and it's a beautiful time of year to come out for a walk and join us. It's only a 5K walk. And then we have entertainment and obviously goodies and food and giveaways at the end of the walk where we celebrate Mother's Day.
Of course, there has to be some reward, something to trigger that system, that neuro system. Absolutely. 5K for somebody who doesn't ordinarily jog, for example, and really wants to take part. How much time generally would it take to complete 5K?
You know, it's a pretty easy walk. So I would say, you know, about an hour at the most if they want to take their time and enjoy the scenery and, you know, chat to people along the way. We certainly encourage you to do all of those things. It's about celebrating mothers.
Terrific. Now, you also have a virtual aspect to this walkathon, which is also exciting because that means that anyone from anywhere can join in on the event. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we have virtual walks where we have people setting up their own walks in different places across the country. So that's been amazing. And we've already got a few of them happening. And what they can do is register and do it at any time they'd like. Some of them do it at lunchtime. Some of them do it with their corporate and their customers and their business. Some of them use it as a team building. Some of them do it with their neighbors or dog walking group. So there's all kinds of options. And what we're seeing is a lot of people really love that virtual experience where they, you know, they're out walking for a cause, where they're doing it on a specific day and at their leisure and helping raise money for a great cause. And certainly coming off the pandemic, a lot of people are more comfortable with the virtual.
Absolutely. Terrific. What a great cause. And we, of course, have listeners from all across Canada, coast to coast. Where's the best place to go to learn about the schedule and perhaps to get involved?
Yeah, our website is mothersdaywalk.ca.
mothersdaywalk.ca. Are there any special stories, experiences from previous walkathons that just show how important it is to support some of the research you're doing?
You know, we have some amazing survivors that come out, and I would encourage anybody that wants to come either to our website for the virtual or come to the Mother's Day Walk. Those stories are incredible. There would have been days years ago, those 33 years ago, where, you know, them living 20 years with breast cancer wouldn't have been possible, but they're possible now. And they're so encouraging. And, you know, there are survivors, our breast cancer survivors in Canada are just, you know, an amazing, amazing group. And their stories are so inspiring. So I encourage anybody to check out the website on Mother's Day Walk and learn their stories or come and hear some of them yourself in Mississauga.
Amazing. I'm looking at the website now. It's packed with content and some of these stories that honor moms, and they're very, very touching. Definitely check it out. mothersdaywalk.ca. How else can individuals and businesses get involved in your cause?
you know, you can put together a team. There's always, you know, an option to sponsor somebody else. And then we also have a silent auction running at the same time. So they can certainly, you know, bid on any of the silent auction items that we have online, or, you know, put together your own walk, your own virtual walk, wherever you're located, or come on out and join us with your own team.
Nothing like an in-person walk, everyone cheering everyone along. Absolutely.
Exactly.
But it's great that you have all these possibilities, and you've made it super easy to register and share stories and to keep that momentum going. So definitely check it out, mothersdaywalk.ca. I'm speaking with Kimberly Carson, the CEO of Breast Cancer Canada, who is getting ready for this big event. I'm sure your team is working to its limit, keeping everything in check here. I know how much work it is behind the scenes. Now that I have you, can you share some insights into the research initiatives that the funds raised will support?
Yeah, you know, we're really passionate about this. We raise funds for research because it's research that's going to make the difference that saves lives. And I will tell you that Breast Cancer Canada looks at what we call precision oncology, which is personalized medicine. And what we offer with that is, how fast can we get it from the research into the clinic so that people can take advantage of the new research and the new treatments and the new detection that's coming. The other interesting thing that Breast Cancer Canada has done is we are actually funding research at Princess Margaret into the prevention of breast cancer. So you can imagine, if we could figure out who might be at a high risk of getting breast cancer and we can treat them before it happens, that would be groundbreaking. So we're very invested in that research, and some of the funds that we'll be raising will be going towards that research. We're very excited about that project.
Terrific. And that's so imperative to grab it on time and make sure the diagnosis is on time. And I love what you have on the website, this Progress Connect online tool designed by Breast Cancer Canada, which allows patients to work through a series of questions and get a very individualized report. That's fascinating. And you have that ready to go on your website.
Yeah, any time that anyone's diagnosed, we encourage them to go onto our website and fill in the questions as best they can. And it gives them their personalized report, because we all know that there's a lot of information out there.
Yeah.
And you can't discern which information is Canadian, which is US, which is other countries. You don't know if it's current. You know, this is a changing industry. We have new technologies and new breakthroughs all of the time. You know, you don't know which medications they're talking about, whether they've changed. So this, we keep it updated, and we can guarantee you it's endorsed by our scientific advisory committee, and we can guarantee you that it's accurate. A lot of the medical oncologists, surgeons, et cetera, refer their patients to this Breast Cancer Progress Connect before they come in, so that they are more knowledgeable with their questions and they have a better opportunity to have a fruitful discussion with the doctor.
Yes.
And the other thing it gives them is a timeline, how long these things take.
Right.
And on top of that, we also give them the questions to ask the different medical people.
I see. Right. Very personalized. And that can trigger some thoughtful discussions, of course, in an age of information overload, as you mentioned. So important to have it from the source, from the scientific advisory. Well, thank you, Kimberly. Any closing thoughts, any messages you'd like to convey to those considering participating in your Mother's Day event?
You know what? Come on out and join us. It's a great day. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, we're excited to tell you about the research that we're doing, how we're saving lives, how we're changing the breast cancer dynamic in Canada. So please join us. And if you can't join us in person, please join us online. We'll be sending out more information to those that join us online about those updates and where all of the funds go to support breast cancer patients in Canada.
Thank you, Kimberly. Thanks for joining us, sharing a little bit of the insider scoop here. And I wish you a terrific event. Many participants, I'm sure. It's going to be very, very successful. Check it out at mothersdaywalk.ca, mothersdaywalk.ca. All the best.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be here.